Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The New England Patriots are going to their fifth straight AFC Championship game. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs 27-20 in the divisional playoff game in Foxborough. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was at Gillette Stadium for the big game yesterday and says the Pats were able to advance by playing like their old healthy selves.
The Patriots had lost four of their last six games to end the regular season, so it was a good sign that the skies cleared after yesterday's heavy morning rainstorm.
Let's go!
The steep afternoon sunlight and maybe a few empty bottles had Patrick Abrahamson from Boston feeling confident.
The Pats are going to smoke. Actually, they won't. They'll probably win by 10, but whatever. The Pats are going to win either way. Super Bowl 50, here we come. The Pats are the best team ever.
The Pats are a better team when they have their go-to receiver. Julian Edelman started after missing seven games with a broken foot. He caught passes on the opening touchdown drive. He dropped several, too. But the Patriots ended the first half up 14-6. Both teams played pretty even, but New England scored two touchdowns to Kansas City's two field goals. And the Patriots avoided making any big mistake and caused Kansas City to make one. Chandler Jones, who played despite a synthetic marijuana scare earlier in the week, forced a fumble in the third quarter that led to Tom Brady's second touchdown pass to Rob Gronkowski. After the game, Patriots coach Bill Belichick seemed almost happy.
Well, first of all, it's great to win today. You know, really proud of our team. We've kind of been battling along here for a few weeks.
The usually tight-lipped Belichick answered one question for 2.5 minutes. It was a relief to have several injured players back. And having Julian Edelman back was key, says defensive end Rob Ninkovich.
That guy's got heart of a lion. I mean, he's never going to give up on a play. And happy that he was able to be out there doing his thing.
The victory sends the Patriots to the AFC Championship game, but they'll find out today who they'll play and where. If the Denver Broncos win their divisional game today, the Pats will head west. The Broncos have home field advantage. But if the Pittsburgh Steelers win, New England will be in Foxborough again a week from today. Quarterback Tom Brady says he won't be rooting too hard for either team.
Whatever happens, happens. You know, whether we play here or whether we play there, you're going to have to play really well. That's what it comes down to. They're two great football teams. You know, it's going to take our best effort to beat them, whoever it is.
But it's clear who fans want to see next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope to see you next weekend here at Gillette Stadium.
After the game, Pats fan Jeff Murphy from Milton said he might turn into a Steelers fan for a day. For now, he's just glad to see the Patriots take control, putting the pressure on the opposing team for a change.
When you get up early on a team like that, they just can't come back. Too dominant. Our offense, when they have all our weapons, they're too dominant.
That offense will play next week in the Pats' fifth straight AFC Championship game. Win that, and they go to the Super Bowl to defend their title.
Patriots are awesome. Go to Super Bowl, back to back, baby. Woo!
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.